The topic for the readings of this meeting is The Humble Nature of True Wisdom. I shall be reading selected passages from the King James Bible and Signs and Health with King of the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. From the Bible, John. Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. 1 Corinthians. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. Numbers. And Balak, the son of Zippor, saw all that Israel had done to the Amorites. He sent messengers, therefore, unto Balaam, the son of Beor, to Pethor, which is by the river of the land of the children of his people, to call him, saying, Behold, there is a people come out from Egypt. Behold, they cover the face of the earth, and they abide over against me. Come now, therefore, I pray thee, curse me this people, for they are too many for me. And God said unto Balaam, Thou shalt not go with them. Thou shalt not curse the people, for they are blessed. And Balak sent yet again princes more and more honorable than they. And they came to Balaam and said unto him, Thus saith Balak the son of Zippor, Let nothing, I pray thee, hinder thee from coming unto me. For I will promote thee unto very great honor, and I will do whatsoever thou sayest unto me. Come therefore, I pray thee, curse me this people. And Balaam answered and said unto the servants of Balak, If Balak would give me his house full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the word of the Lord my God to do less or more. Now therefore, I pray ye, tarry ye here also this night, that I may know what the Lord will say unto me more. And God came unto Balaam at night and said unto him, If the men come to call thee, rise up and go with them. But yet the word which I shall say unto thee, thou shalt do. And Balaam rose up in the morning and saddled his ass and went with the princes of Moab. And God's anger was kindled because he went. And the angel of the Lord stood in the way for an adversary against him. Now he was riding upon his ass, and his two servants were with him. And the ass saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way, and the sword drawn in his hand. And the ass turned aside out of the way, and went into the field. And Balaam smote the ass to turn her into the way. But the angel of the Lord stood in a path of the vineyards, a wall being on this side and a wall on that side. And when the ass saw the angel of the Lord, she thrust herself into the wall and crushed Balaam's foot against the wall. And he smote her again. And the angel of the Lord went further and stood in a narrow place where was no way to turn either to the right hand or to the left. And when the ass saw the angel of the Lord, she fell down under Balaam. And Balaam's anger was kindled, and he smote the ass with a staff. And the Lord opened the mouth of the ass, and she said unto Balaam, What have I done unto thee that thou hast smitten me these three times? Then the Lord opened the eyes of Balaam, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way, and his sword drawn in his hand. And he bowed down his head and fell flat on his face. And the angel of the Lord said unto him, Wherefore hast thou smitten thine ass these three times? Behold, I went out to withstand thee, because thy way is perverse before me. And the ass saw me, and turned from me these three times. Unless she had turned from me, surely now I had slain thee, and saved her alive. And Balaam said unto the angel of the Lord, I have sinned, for I knew not that thou stoodest in the way against me. Now therefore, if it displease thee, I will get me back again. And the angel of the Lord said unto Balaam, Go with the men, but only the word that I shall speak unto thee, that thou shalt speak. Psalms. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sin. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Luke. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And he said, Take heed that ye be not deceived. When ye shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified, for these things must first come to pass, but the end is not by and by. Then said he unto them, Nation shall rise up against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in divers places, and famine, and pestilence, and fearful sights. And great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all these things, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your heart, not to meditate before what ye shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinfolks and friends. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not an hair of your head perish. 2 Peter. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished, which have forsaken the right way and gone astray, following the way of Balaam the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, but was rebuked for his iniquity. The dumb ass speaking with man's voice pervade the madness of a prophet. Psalms. Let Israel hope in the Lord. For with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. Luke. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him, and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine iniquity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother. And she was a widow, and much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said unto her, Weep not. And he came and touched the bier, and they that bare him stood still. And he said, Young man, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak. And he delivered him to his mother. And there came a fear on all, and they glorified God, saying, That a great prophet has risen up among us, and that God hath visited his people. 1 John, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Psalms. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. I shall now read from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Eternal truth is changing the universe. As mortals drop off their mental swaddling clothes, thought expands into expression. Let there be light is the perpetual demand of truth and love, changing chaos into order and discord into the music of the spheres. Mortal man has made a covenant with his eyes to belittle deity with human conceptions. In league with material sense, mortals take limited views of all things. The physical senses can obtain no proof of God. They can neither see spirit through the eye nor hear it through the ear, nor can they feel, taste, or smell spirit. The physical senses can take no cognizance of God and spiritual truth. Human belief has sought out many inventions, but not one of them can solve the problem of being without the divine principle of divine science. Deductions from material hypotheses are not scientific. They differ from real science because they are not based on the divine law. God never ordained a material law to annul the spiritual law. In Christian Science, mere opinion is valueless. Proof is essential to a due estimate of this subject. Health is not a condition of matter, but of mind. The science of mind healing shows it to be impossible for aught but mind to testify truly or to exhibit the real status of man. Therefore, the divine principle of science, reversing the testimony of the physical senses, reveals man as harmoniously existent in truth, which is the only basis of health, and thus science denies all disease, heals the sick, overthrows false evidence, and refutes materialistic logic. We have no trials for sickness before the tribunal of divine spirit. There, man is adjudged innocent of transgressing physical laws because there are no such laws. Our statute is spiritual. Our government is divine. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? People with mental work before them have no time for gossip about false law or testimony. To talk the right and live the wrong is foolish deceit, doing oneself the most harm. From a material source flows no remedy for sorrow, sin, and death, for the redeeming power from the ills they occasion is not in egg nor in dust. Strangely enough, we ask for material theories in support of spiritual and eternal truth, when the two are so antagonistic that the material thought must become spiritualized before the spiritual fact is attained. So-called material existence affords no evidence of spiritual existence and immortality. Sin, sickness, and death do not prove man's entity or immortality. Discord can never establish the facts of harmony. Matter is not a vestibule of spirit. Jesus reasoned on this subject practically and controlled sickness, sin, and death on the basis of his spirituality. Christianity causes men to turn naturally from matter to spirit, as the flower turns from darkness to light. Man then appropriates those things which eye hath not seen, nor ear heard. We know that a desire for holiness is requisite in order to gain holiness, but if we desire holiness above all else, we shall sacrifice everything for it. We must be willing to do this, that we may walk securely in the only practical road to holiness. Prayer cannot change the unalterable truth, nor can prayer alone give us an understanding of truth. But prayer, coupled with a fervent, habitual desire to know and do the will of God, will bring us into all truth. Grafting holiness upon unholiness, supposing that sin can be forgiven when it's not forsaken, is as foolish as straining out gnats and swallowing camels. Christian Science takes away this physical sense of discord just as it removes any other sense of moral or mental inharmony. That man is material and that matter suffers, these propositions can only seem real and natural in illusion. There's no hypocrisy in science. Principle is imperative. You cannot mock it by human will. Science is a divine demand, not a human. Christian Science silences human will, quiets fear with truth and love, and illustrates the unlabored motion of the divine energy in healing the sick. Self-seeking, envy, passion, pride, hatred, and revenge are cast out by the divine mind, which heals disease. The human will, which maketh and worketh a lie, hiding the divine principle of harmony, is destructive to health and the cause of disease rather than its cure. The power of human will should be exercised only in subordination to truth, else it will misguide the judgment and free the lower propensities. It is the province of spiritual sense to govern man. Material, erring, human thought acts injuriously both upon the body and through it. Willpower is capable of all evil. It can never heal the sick, for it is the prayer of the unrighteous. While the exercise of the sentiments, hope, faith, love, is the prayer of the righteous, this prayer, governed by science instead of the senses, heals the sick. To enter into the heart of prayer, the door of the erring senses must be closed. Lips must be mute and materialism silent, that man may have audience with spirit, the divine principle, love, which destroys all error. The Master's injunction is that we pray in secret and let our lives attest our sincerity. That completes our reading.